To CPR and KRCC, I'm Joanne Allen. Dozens of law enforcement agencies are teaming up to curb street racing. Denver police issued 200 racing citations and arrested four people last weekend. Officials say illegal street races cause injury, property damage, and are sometimes tied to other criminal activity. Police say a street racer killed a mother of two recently in Denver. School districts would have to strengthen their response to bullying under a bill in the legislature. CPR's Jenny Brundine reports.
Districts would have to follow certain procedures for investigating reports of bullying. Students and parents testified this week that school officials often brush reports of bullying off as conflict and don't act. Advocates say that has contributed to students taking their own lives. Lily Osborne said years of bullying led her to self-harm, something she still struggles with.
It shouldn't take suicides. It shouldn't take mental illness. It shouldn't take shootings like Columbine to realize that bullying is such a big problem.
If the bill passes, schools would have to report bullying incidents as a separate category to the state. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Rockies general manager Jeff Bredich is stepping down. He came under fire from fans earlier this year for trading all-star third baseman Nolan Arenado to St. Louis. The team says it will appoint an interim general manager for the rest of this season. Bredich was with the Rockies for 17 years. Colorado Springs and Denver clocking in at 76 degrees, Pueblo 81. This is CPR and KRCC.